I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Venezuela's opposition leader and interim president, Juan Guaido, is in a standoff with sitting president Nicolas Maduro. So is civil war next? It's a powder keg waiting for a match to ignite it. Transworld Radio's Steve Shantz explains it this way.
What would be really a damaging situation, though, is where you have enough of the military would side with the opposition, and yet there'd be others that are still loyal to the president, Maduro, and then there would be some fighting.
TWR's programming emphasizes what the Bible says about dealing with crises, but people are still scared, and they're asking Christians a lot of questions. Would you pray?
As they speak and interact, that they would be bold in preaching the gospel or in sharing their faith and telling others about what is giving them hope, what is giving them help in their lives.
And have you ever heard of the Illuminations movement? Biblica's CEO Jeff Morin describes it as a radical opportunity for every language group to have God's word in their living language.
In the next 15 years, between where we sit today talking in 2033, there is a path set whereby every living language on the planet that is represents Bible-less people groups, Bible-less language communities, these are people who speak a language that don't have sufficient scripture. Between now and 2033, every one of those, what we call Bible poverty for those language groups, will be eradicated.
Through Illuminations, the 10 largest Bible translation organizations have partnered together for this 2033 deadline. We've got the details on how you can get involved at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So you can join us here on our social media network or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.